Okay, I learned Shemitz Chasu first. Shalema Mordechai Zev ben Fega. Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael. Five words for Parshas Bahar B'chukosai. Here we go. Starting off with the Lubavitch Rebbe. Lubavitch Rebbe writes in his Sichos, L'chutei Sichos. So the pasuk says talks about Shmita in Bahar, like Chafei Dalet. Shana Ashvi Shabbos Shabbosoni Yelarts. The seventh year should be a resting for the land. It's Ibisi. It's Iperchos Lechem Shana Ashishis. And I'll command my best for you in the sixth year. We know Chazal tells us that they're going to make enough in the sixth year, all the farmers are able to last for a whole seventh year. So Baba Shrebi wants to explain what's the deeper message in understanding that the sixth year they're going to get a lot and not and enough for the seventh year. Why not? They'll have enough for the eight, after the Shemitah. Chodesh Baruch Hu should have just said, let rest the seventh year, but don't worry, I'll make you up an eighth. Why dafka the sixth? So Rebbe says an amazing thing. He says, by promising an increased yield, by stopping, to making sure that you're going to have a lot in the sixth year, as long as you make sure to rest in the seventh, what happens? Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka shows you that it is going against nature. Because what happens? You work for 5 years. What is going to happen? Really, the sixth year should be the worst year. The sixth year, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no. You make the Shemitah in the seventh, you count the Shemitah, you start again 5 years, the sixth year you're going to have double. So Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka wanted to show it's specifically his own bracha that's the source of the increased productivity Dafka for the sixth year in order to have enough for the seventh year. And the Lava Shrubi says the lesson is very, very, very simple. As Jews, we are required to spend every day learning Torah, making sure we send our kids to yeshiva, sometimes keeping kosher, and things can be very expensive. How can we hope to live financially sound lives when our non-Jewish neighbors are not, quote-unquote, handicapped, says the Rebbe, handicapped by these obligations? But comes along Kodesh Baruch Hu to say, the Shemitah year teaches us that when we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, we make sure to keep kosher, and we do what we need to do, what the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us, not only with Ruchnis, but also materially as well. Because L'maisa Klaiso lives L'malam Mitateva. We know Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberger quoted in the Shirim, he says that Rav Moshe Wolfson says, L'malam Mitateva is Gematria 351. What else is Gematria 351? Is Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer is the time that the Jews realize we're not like the rest of the world, right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was trying to tell the Jewish, trying to tell his entire life to be able to tell us that we're mamish, we're the kala of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the chasan, we're the kala. And that's the dafka what Shemitah teaches us. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two is in Perek Chav Hei, Pesukim Chav Gimon Chav Dalet, from the Baal term. The pasuk says, "Va'aretz lo simacher litzmisus ki liya aretz ki gem v'soshav matemi modi." The land shall not be sold in perpetuity. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, for the land is mine, for you are a residence within me. But then the pasuk says, "V'chol eretz achuzaschem geula tinu la'aretz." The entire land of your heritage, you shall provide redemption for the land. So the Baal Tzom says a very, very, very simple explanation. He says, "The dafka, why does he geir misoshav matemi madi? I'm going to be with you, and then it says, 'V'chol eretz achuzaschem,' and the whole land is going to be your heritage." Comes on the Baal Tzom to say, just like Rashi Sanam does famously in all over his Torah, the dafka, the atemi madi pasuk, that my sojourners, my geir, my people, my residents who are with me, wherever in the whole land. Lomar shbechol malchum shagolu shchina imam. As Gemara Fimitzi says in Megillah Chavtesim and Af, be able to show you that wherever you go, I go. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that what I'm going to be in your land, of course you're going to be with me. But even when I'm not in your land, even when you're not in the land, Kodesh Baruch Hu says I'm always with you. I'm always with you wherever you go. Right? Even when the Jews are in pain, Kodesh Baruch Hu says I'm also in pain. Moving on now to Parshas B'chukosai. Beautiful, beautiful idea, the third idea from the Chiddush Sharim. Pasuk says that B'chukosai teilechu, if you go on my ways. Rashi famously says, Shetiu amelam b'Torah, you should work in Torah. But says the Chiddush Sharim, the first Ger Rebbe, he says, no, it's a klal in Avodas Hashem. A person in B'chukosai, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, you always have to be teilechu. You always have to continue going on and going on. We know the malachim are called omdim. The malachim are called standers. But human beings, Jews specifically, are called hochim. That's specifically why in B'chosai, when it comes to my chukim, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, when it comes to my Torah, you have to dafka be growing at yelecho, continue going forward. And that's the whole idea of sphere. Every single day of sphere, right? If I saw count the days of sphere, but make the sphere days count. But it's true, though. I know it's a cheesy idea, but every single day of Sphira, we're trying to grow in another midah. We're trying to grow, continue getting ready for Matan Torah. A beautiful idea from the Chiddush Sharim. Moving on now to idea number four. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, so with the pasuk says in Chavav Yud Gimel, if we walk in Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt, I broke the pegs of your yoke, and I led you erect. Komemios, Rashi says, bekoma zakufa, with erect bearing, very looking up. So we know that the Sefer Olo Aryeh, which we've quoted in the past number of weeks, says, isn't it usher to walk bekoma zakufa? The Ramah famously says, at the end of the day, I mean, the Ramah says something else, but we know that a person, you know, the Yigaris Ramban writes and all, that having gaib is not good. What is that? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to walk us erect, right? So the Olo Aryeh quotes an amazing idea. The Olo Aryeh quotes the Ramah. He says that the Ramah writes in the beginning of Orach Chaim, Lo yisbarash from the Adam Hamaligim Allah, Bavodos Hashem Yisbarach. A person can never be embarrassed, or when people make fun of him, that he keeps Rabbeinu Tam, or that his payers are too long, or that he's learning too much, or that he's Shemir Seinayim. Says the Ramah, the beginning of Orach Chaim, how to live, you never be embarrassed about your Avodas Hashem. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'olech Hashem Komios. What does that mean? Tahainu, Ani Eilech Yimachem Shlo Disbarash Me'agorim Lasos Mitzvah. I'm going to walk with you to make sure that you're never going to be embarrassed to do mitzvahs, and you're never embarrassed when you're in front of people. When you're in JFK or in LaGuardia and you're davening Marv in front of everyone, you know, in the corner, you're not embarrassed. Ela ani alech imachem shetelcha komemios bekuma zukufa besimcha gadola. So at the end of the day, of course, what komemios that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to let us erect doesn't mean in a bad way. It means having a good gaiva to kedusha. But realize never to be embarrassed about your Yiddishkeit, never to be embarrassed about your avodas Hashem. And finally, the fifth and final idea is from Rav Shmuelka of Nicholsburg. In the middle of Shlishi, Kadosh Baruch Hu famous is a famous pasuk. Zachartis b'si Yaakov, Avos b'si Yitzchak, Avos b'si Avram, Metzko be'Eretz Kor. So it mentions the Avos Adavor, Yaakov, and Yitzchak, and Avram. So if Shmuelka asks, why Dafka is it that the pasuk it's out of order? I Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram. It should really be the opposite way. So you know, he says no. Famously, you know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, that the world stands on three things: Al Shoshu Dvarim Ha'Ol Ma'amid, right? Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Al Torah, Val Avor, Val Gemilas Chadam. The world says on Torah, Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. He says, Dafka, very interesting. He says, Yaakov, we know, is the Ish Tamo Olam. Yaakov refers to the Olam of Torah. He was learning Torah for his entire life. Shiva Shem Ve'ever, and everywhere. Yitzchak was put on the Mizbeach, which represents Avodah. Avodah is Utfila, but in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we know that the Tfila was Karbanos. And finally, Avram Avinu was Chesed. So he says of Shmalka, because it's written, want to know why it's written in the Torah? Because it's corresponding to this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's corresponding to this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. You want to keep the world going? It's got to start with Torah, it's got to be with Tefillah, and then it's got to be with Gemilas Chasadim. Beautiful idea for Shmuelka of Nicholsburg. However, the Maharal says actually famously the same thing as well, that Gemilas Chasadim is Avram, and Avodah is Yitzchak, and the Torah is Yaakov. But the Shmuelka wants to say that Dafka the Pasuk is like that because it corresponds to the Mishnah. The five beautiful ideas are just chazer. We started off with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Why Dafka is in the sixth year? That's when you're going to get so much. Because really, after keeping the Shemitah and having it 5 years, in 6 years you have less. But comes along the tremendous miracle. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, you keep my promises. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make sure to take care of you. Filmalim et teva. Right? Chazal say, when you give tzedakah, you should give ma'aser, b'shvil shetit asher, so that you become rich. It doesn't make sense. If I give away money, how am I supposed to get money? No. And the Jews keep mitzvahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're going to be l'malim and teva. And that was the whole vort of Moshe Wolfson. Lag ba'umer is gemashia 351, which is gemashia l'malim and teva. The Baal Turim says, moving on, why dafka does it say it's a in Perek Chafei, Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalet, Kili Haaretz Kigerim, and then it says, V'chol Eretz Achuzaschem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the Mar Gila says, wherever you go, I am with you. Right? I am with you. Shagol Shechinimah. Wherever you go, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I am with you. It's a tremendous Yisroel. We have to feel like even when things aren't going well, Kodesh Baruch Hu is right by our side. The third idea, from the Chiddush Shem, a person who can never stop growing. In the Chosai, when it comes to my Chukim, Teilechu. Make sure you're always growing, right? On the Malachim, Akram Oldim, Baruch Hochim, we're continuing growing, and that's what Sphere is all about. The fourth idea from the Ola Aryeh, what does this mean that we should have this Kumamios? Isn't Gaiva a bad thing? No. When it comes down to, there's something called Gaiva de Kedusha. Having a holy gaiva, you're not embarrassed when you're davening in public, or at the end of the day, you're not embarrassed about your Yiddishkeit. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be with you, and you're going to feel a tremendous simcha. And finally, the fifth idea of Shmuelka says, why dafka is it the avos are out of order? Because specifically, it corresponds to the Mishnah Pikiyos, what the world says on Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. We have to keep his mitzvahs, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, and we keep his mitzvahs, Kadosh Baruch Hu will deal with us, l'malim and teva, and wherever we go, we'll feel like the Baal Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and we continue growing like the Chiddush Harim says. And finally, have the guided Kedusha that the old Aryeh was talking about, Shmuelka of Nicholsburg, specifically, where should we have that guy with the Kedusha? In Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, Be'ez Hashem Yisparach.